A Christmas confession. I have, for years now, been trying to construct the perfect Christmas music playlist. An ever-evolving beast, it currently has 195 songs on my iPhone and would last more than 13 hours before a single song is repeated. It includes choral arrangements and Louis Prima, Bruce Springsteen, The Ramones, Merle Haggard, and Nat King Cole. It does not include barking dogs or grandma getting run over by a reindeer. My desire for a mixture of the sacred and the secular, of the established and the new, is what makes listening to most Christmas albums somewhat difficult. No offense to James Taylor, his voice is still one of the most pleasant sounds on the planet, but a dozen straight-ahead versions of familiar Christmas songs is, well, too much of a good thing for one sitting. Every few years, there's a compilation of different artists singing Christmas songs on one CD that avoids the usual traps, but very rare is the single artist Christmas CD that can sound fresh every year the tree is trimmed. But for 22 Christmas seasons, Brave Combo's It's Christmas Man has been delivering the goods.
He's got a beard that's long and white.
He's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on a special night?
Recorded in 1991, It's Christmas Man has 15 songs that capture the then four-man band from Denton, Texas at their most inspired. The uninitiated can be forgiven for looking at the liner notes and assuming the record is too much holiday novelty. Feliz Navidad is a cumbia, or Little Drummer Boy is a Cuban-influenced rumba. But Brave Combo has always taken the songs they record and the musical forms they play with just the right amount of reverence, without becoming too scholarly about the whole matter. O Christmas Tree, for example, is a musical collage that's reinterpreted as a samba. This is music intended for all the brightest things associated with the holiday season and for moving about. It's not surprising that the Brave Combo live shows that are formed around the holidays have become among their loyal fans' favorites.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, the sweet celebration. Around the feast we gather in complete jubilation. Many are the reasons for good cheer. Now that the season of lights is here. Many are the reasons for good cheer. Now that the season of lights is here. Together we'll weather whatever tomorrow may bring.
The band says it worked out their arrangements for the record in the summer before hitting the studio, often working up a sweat on a Texas stage in July. That's probably why the songs work so well. If you can get a crowd to dance to Christmas music in San Antonio when it's 100 degrees, the music can stand on its own, with or without the holiday trimmings. There are four originals on the record as well, from a cha-cha called It's Christmas to a polka called Santa's Polka.
Oh, it was Christmas Eve. Me and my cousin Steve were pulling an all-nighter. Our parents were gone. We thought it would be swift to catch them with the gifts and prove that all their stories of Santa were wrong. We played my dad's LPs of polka melodies and danced around until we collapsed on the couch. Then up on the roof, I heard the sound of hooves, and downward through the chimney came the real living proof. It's Santa's polka.
There is time to breathe, too. A heartfelt Ave Maria is embraced by acoustic guitar, and a no-nonsense Please Come Home for Christmas is as poignant as that song's ever been. The crowning glory may be the end of the CD, a version of Jingle Bells that's a wisp of a version, clocking in at under a minute. And maybe that's the way Christmas CDs should be. Unexpected, delightful, and welcomed back year after year. Brave Combo's It's Christmas Man, recorded more than two decades ago, is still available online at the band's website, as well as other major online retailers.
Last year, in his search for good Christmas music, Kyle came across a new album called Holidays Rule. The compilation record features classic Christmas tunes sung by a wide range of artists, from The Shins to Calexico to Paul McCartney. When it comes to Christmas songs, I am typically a traditionalist. Give me an old school crooner like Nat King Cole singing Oh Holy Night, and I'm golden. Growing up, I remember balking at modern singers producing their takes on traditional songs on the radio. While they were talented, it just didn't sound like what I was used to hearing. I found the creation of new Christmas songs to be silly, though there were a few that became so prevalent that I had to reluctantly accept them as part of the Christmas songbook. I'm talking to you, Mariah Carey. All this to say, I was pleasantly surprised to find how much I enjoyed this album full of modern artists putting their own spins on traditional songs. On the opening track, the band Fun manages to infuse their unique sound into Sleigh Ride and maintain and perhaps even improve the fun the song typically evokes.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring tink tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for sleigh ride together with you.
One of my favorites this time of year is Baby, It's Cold Outside. The rendition by Rufus Wainwright and Sharon Van Etten has a tempo that's a little slow for my taste, but their vocals are great. Another duo on the album is The Civil Wars, who sing I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. I was unfamiliar with this tune, but the group brings its usual haunting sound to this track, which is an interesting addition to the typically upbeat and joyful songs heard this time of year.
Heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men.
While I appreciate the simplicity that can be brought to Christmas songs, I do like the tunes that seem bigger than life because of a large choir growing more exultant with each verse, or just through the use of a large band. The latter is present on May Every Day Be Christmas, another song that's new to me. The track, which features Irma Thomas and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, is a fun listen and also an excellent song to dance to with someone when you need a break from decorating the Christmas tree. Trust me on this one.
May every day be Christmas, and every day be blessed. Let the end of every day be filled with happiness. And may the Lord be good to you.
I realize we've been discussing Christmas songs, but I'm about to cheat just a little bit here. In my defense, the title of this album is Holidays Rule, so it doesn't exclusively feature Christmas songs. The last track on the album, for example, is, perhaps appropriately, Auld Lang Syne by Andrew Bird. The track preceding it is What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? This is one of my favorite songs of the season in general, and the back and forth between the head and the heart vocalists is absolutely charming.
But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Whether or not you're a Christmas song traditionalist, one thing's for sure. As musicians continue to sing holiday tunes, there's bound to be the perfect soundtrack to fit everyone's own unique desired sound of the season. This is Ozarks at Large.
Oh come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here. Until the Son of God appear, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to